Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, we finished verse 7. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new message today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, today we continue in our study of the book of 1 Thessalonians, going verse by verse, and we'll be in chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. And I have titled this section, Resolve, Repentance, and Rapture. I hope you'll have pencil and paper ready to follow along in this study, a good King James Bible, and you'll take good notes. I also trust that you will take down our address at the conclusion of the broadcast, that you might write us with any Bible questions that you may have, or just to give us a word of encouragement. We like to hear from our listeners, whether it's on a postcard or in a letter or through an email. We want to hear from you. And our announcer gives you our website at the conclusion of each day's broadcast, and you can email us or write us, whatever. We do want to hear from you. I also want you to ride with me on our trip to Israel, November 9th through the 17th of 2007. A great week, a great time is planned. We will go to the places where Jesus actually walked and talked. We will see life as it was back in the day of Jesus. We'll visit Bible areas. We'll go through the Brook Kidron where David went to get his stones to slay the giant. One thing after another that we'll get and see, we'll have men of God, preachers, who will be with us, and they're going to share with you things from the Word of God that will just make the trip all the more exciting for you. You may want to send your pastor and his wife. You may want to ask the church to send the pastor and his wife. I would encourage you to do so. It would be the trip of a lifetime. It would encourage your pastor, and I believe that it would make his preaching just 100% better. And I know it did much for me the first time and each time I have gone. So go with me. This is a tour that I'm hosting November the 9th through the 17th. When our announcer gives you the address at the conclusion of the broadcast, you can take it down so that you can write us and be able to receive a brochure from me that gives you the itinerary, cost, everything that are involved. You can also go to our website, and it will also tell you how to contact us to get these things. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, I trust you will turn in our turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, and follow along as I read. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. It has been said that the two short books of 1 and 2 Thessalonians covers more doctrines of the Bible than any other New Testament book. Now, I'm not sure that that is true. However, we have seen in this study on just this first chapter the following doctrines: the Trinity, the deity of Christ, grace, the doctrine of prayer, election, the local church, the Word of God, and witnessing. You can go back to our website and you can listen to those messages via our website if you would prefer to do so. Now, as we look at these last three verses, we're going to use the three R's, resolve, repentance, and rapture. First of all, we look at resolve in verse 8. Let me read 1 Thessalonians 1:8 again to you. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to God were to spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. The word is sounded out. Their faith is known, and missionaries can now concentrate on other fields. Sounded out is a very picturesque word for us here. Part of the Greek letters in this compound Greek word spell out the English letters E-C-H-O, or echo. The gospel by which they were saved was in turn sounded out by them in the form that it was given to them. They didn't water it down. They didn't change it. Therefore, they echoed it. Echo the gospel whereby you are saved. Now, while awaiting the trumpet of Christ to sound, this church was sounding out the trumpet of the gospel of Christ. I'm going to give you some statistics. These statistics come from the Southern Baptist Convention. Now, I am not a member of the Southern Baptist Convention. I'm an independent Baptist. However, I want you to know that I am not picking on the Southern Baptist Convention. I am rather just giving you some statistics that they gave of their churches. These are statistics that they glean from surveying their churches. And I'm sure that there are other branches of Baptists that these same things would be true of them. But let me give you these statistics of Southern Baptist churches from their church. It says 85% of people who come to church for the first time came because someone invited them. Let me stop at that venture and just say this. Have you invited anyone to your church this week? If 85% of people who come to church for the first time come because someone invited them, you ought to be inviting people to your church every week, every day. Carry brochures and tracts that advertise your church and get people there. The second statistic is the alarming statistic. It says there were 10,000 of the Southern Baptist churches in the year 2005 that did not see one convert. Wow. Now, those statistics alone show that entire churches, let alone individual Christians, have lost sight of the mission, the main mission which Christ has given, and that is the Great Commission. Preach the gospel, to baptize them, and then to teach them to observe all things that he's commanded. Now, we see the proof and the sincerity of this church at Thessalonica by their earnest resolve to share the gospel they received from the missionary team. You see, they received it, they believed it, and they preached it far and wide. They did not attempt to alter the message by adding to it or by taking away from it. They echoed it as it is to men as they are. The word sounded out also has the idea here in verse 8 of transmitted or broadcasted. Well, if you're listening to this, that's what's happening right now. We're transmitting or broadcasting the word. They broadcast the word of the Lord, that is the gospel, that is the saving gospel of which only the Lord can save. And this church witnessed that gospel to all those about them, to their town, and to the nearer towns, as well as to send the gospel abroad. It was their resolve to broadcast publicly through their own personal witness as members of the Church of Thessalonica. My friend, is that a resolve with you? Are you resolved to try to witness the saving gospel of Christ to others? Do you even have the compassion for souls to at least invite them to a church where they will hear the gospel? Their faith is also spread abroad. That is, they edified. Not only did they get people saved, but then they taught them the word. You see, the Great Commission is not only witnessing to the unsaved. It is also, after they are saved, to get them baptized and growing in the Lord. Now, it has been said that only 1 in 3 who say they got saved get baptized, and less than that become faithful to church. I have a hard time believing someone has truly been saved, they've surrendered their life to the Lord, and then the very first command after they're saved is to be baptized, and they refuse to do it. I just have a hard time. I don't know the heart. Only God knows that. But just by looking at the fruits of the tree, it's hard to believe that. You know, it's interesting to me that George Washington, the first president of the United States, by documented evidence, by the way, was baptized publicly. That public baptism, as he was the leader of our forces and of this country, not only was his testimony of association with Jesus Christ, but it also was a testimony to England that he was no longer controlled by religion, but rather by the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we must win them and wet them and work them, okay? We must teach them to observe all that he's commanded. And this church at Thessalonica did this so well that this missionary team did not need to send in any more missionaries to disciple them, let alone evangelize. Because this church at Thessalonica had won the people and then spread their faith. They taught them the word. They grounded them in doctrine. That's why with this broadcast, we not only give the gospel and invite you to call upon the Lord to save you, we also offer the Building Blocks booklet, as well as the teachings that go out every day over this broadcast, Monday through Friday. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.